group at Raffles as well as at Camden. Hi, Dr. Nijam. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? I'm good. Thank you.
Great to
be here. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome that you get on the show. I know you probably have a busy schedule, but thank you for carving out some time like you do.
My pleasure.
All right. So we're here to talk about TMJ, daytime pain, and clenching at night, things like that. What would be best to start with?
Well, it's kind of the thing about TMJ. Well, let's start about talking about what the TMJ is. Well,
yeah.
The TMJ is temporomandibular joint.
Right, right.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but yes, yeah. Temporomandibular joint is right beside your ear. And that's the joint that connects your jaw to your base of your skull.
Right.
So it allows you to open your mouth. It allows you to chew your food. And so if you can imagine, if you have a jaw ache, it's like kind of like going to the gym and not allowing your muscles of that joint to rest.
Right.
So the muscles of the TM joint are very, very small muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So just like if you're working out in the gym and you're working out like really like extra, like 2-3 hours more than your usual workout,
yeah,
you're going to get soreness in your muscles. So imagine if you have a muscle pain in your jaw joint, it's as if you're grinding. If you're grinding your teeth at night,
mm-hmm.
you're basically at the gym working out your jaw joint and you're not giving it a rest.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who do this end up having headaches, neck aches, jaw aches, and they may be having a daytime pain as well.
So uncomfortable, isn't it? People are like, my mom has it. And it sounds like a very uncomfortable thing to live with, right?
Yeah, it's like a nagging pain. So mm-hmm. it, for some people, it could be really debilitating. So they can't function, they can't work. But for most people, it's like a dull ache. And it's like a dull ache that never goes away. And
okay.
it can translate to a neck ache.
Mm-hmm.
It can even lead to ear aches, dizziness. For some people, it could be tingling in the fingertips. So the range of symptoms can vary from person to person.
So when should somebody maybe seek some treatment? When would they know? Is it pretty obvious?
Yeah, I mean, if they're getting headaches, very frequent headaches, it's usually related to sleep health as well, because there is a link between grinding at night and having poor quality sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So some patients, they feel that they may be sleeping for like 6 to 8 hours, but they never feel completely rested.
Yeah,
they may be grinding at night. Their partner may be saying that, you know, you're clenching at night, you're grinding your teeth. When they look at their teeth, the teeth looks kind of worn down.
Yeah.
When they see a dentist, the dentist have kind of highlighted to them that, you know, you're grinding your teeth away. So these are some signs that they may have had, maybe be having some TMD issues. And you want to kind of sort it out before it becomes a painful situation.
Yeah, for sure. And so my doctor built this mine wasn't that bad. I let me just tell you. You tell me what you think. Okay, so I don't know exactly what happened, but I ended up getting like a horrible case of tinnitus or tinnitus, and I still have it. And at that time, I was ferociously chewing nicotine gum, and my jaw was just like, ugh, you know. And I wonder, could that have caused that?
So yeah, I mean, chewing gum is like an exercise for your jaw. So yeah, you could be overworking those muscles, and yes, it's possible that it could be related.
Uh-huh.
But for most patients, the overworking of the jaw muscle has got to do with the position or the posture of the jaw.
Yeah.
So the posture of the jaw is guided by the tongue and is guided by the teeth.
Right.
So all of us have got some form of misalignment of our teeth. And if our alignment is such a way that it is positioning the jaw in a position that is not good for the muscles, the muscles are not quite comfortable with that position, that's overworking those muscles. And when those muscles are being overworked, they're going to be inflammation, there's going to be lactic acid built up, and it's going to cause a lot of soreness in that joint area.
And so what you would do is what create like a mouth guard to wear, right? Something
yeah,
like
so,
that.
Yeah, so there are many different ways of treating this, but yes, one of the common ways is to get a patient to wear something that kind of relaxes the jaw joint.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings the jaw to a position where it allows the muscles to relax.
Okay.
We call that an orthotic. So the name for it is called an orthotic, and it relaxes the jaw muscles, and it kind of gives the muscles a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
And it brings the jaw into a position. And for those patients who are wearing this, they tend to sleep a lot better as well.
For sure.
So it kind of opens up the airway. It brings the jaw a little bit forward and it opens up the airway. So it allows them to breathe a little bit better at night, and they tend to get a more restful sleep as well.
And the tongue is in a better position because of this, or?
Yeah, so as the jaw comes forward, it brings the tongue along with it. Uh-huh. So when the tongue comes forward, it opens up the airway.
Ah, so you can
and
sleep.
These patients tend to sleep better, yeah. So some of these patients may be snoring as well, and by wearing something like that, it kind of reduces the snoring as well.
Can that also create sleep apnea?
Yes, so patients who have a poor jaw position and uh-huh. their tongue kind of blocks the airway, they generally have been diagnosed with sleep apnea.
So this could be great for you if you're experiencing these symptoms. You might want to go check out Dr. Neejum and see what he can do about it.
Yeah. So there's a whole lots of like the technology has come quite far, and there's so many different ways to do it. There's no like one cookie-cutter way to do it. There's so many different ways to do that. So wearing a mouth guard is one of the ways. Uh-huh. We work together with ENT surgeons quite closely. We work with sleep physicians as well. So it's usually like a team approach on how we treat someone with sleep apnea or with some jaw issues.
I was told about this recently, that now that they've learned in the last, I don't know how many years, but recently, that there's a big connection between what ENT does and what you guys do, as far as like this is overlapping now, right? Isn't this kind of like a new science, I guess you could say, that there's a lot of connection between ENT and also jaw and dental.
Definitely. The way I joke about it with patients is like it's kind of like renovating your house, like you're doing the basement and the second story. So the second story is like the ENT guys and the first floor is like the dental guys. But if you're going to do up a house, you got to work together.
Yeah, if there's no foundation, the guy doing the plumbing on the second floor is going to have a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we want to work together with the ENT surgeons, and not just the ENT surgeons, we work with physiotherapists as well.
Okay.
Because a lot of the jaw aches sometimes translates to the neck muscles and the shoulder muscles. So it's important that we work together with the physiotherapist as well. So it's really a team effort in how we go about helping someone.
I just remember I was going to the massage parlor and telling them to, because my jaw was just so tight. Luckily I didn't get the headaches and the neck pain, but my jaw felt so tight. So I just wanted them to massage it all day. You know, it finally ended up going away when I stopped all that chewing. But I guess I'm a lucky one, but there's a lot of people who have it and it's not going away. And I guess they need to find some treatment. So physiotherapy, the mouth guard, are there any kind of technological ways to fix it? Like hooking up things to your to your muscles?
Yeah. So the thing about this is that there's no, it's more like symptom management. There's no clear cut treatment to solve temporal mandibular disorders.
Then maybe I didn't have it. Maybe I just had it.
So we kind of, a lot of times we're just managing the symptoms and making sure that someone is pain-free. But the real crux of this is to prevent this from a very early age. So we see a lot of kids to try to get them to get their jaw into a better position so that they don't ever have the chance of developing some form of TMD. So that's the way that we want to prevent it as early as possible. So for kids, we teach them some exercises for the tongue, breathing, proper breathing through the nose. So these are certain things that in terms of foundation, we try to build those foundation right so that the jaw develops in a very good position from as early as possible.
So my 5-year-old, he grinds a lot at night. What should I be doing?
So for some kids, it's a natural behavior. It's the way, it's called synaptic pruning, is the way the brain kind of rewires itself, especially in the age of 3 to 5. Uh-huh. But for some kids, it could be a habit of mouth breathing and they're not getting the best quality sleep. So if they're snoring and grinding their teeth, it shows that their airway is compromised and they're not getting enough oxygen. So sometimes you can play around with their sleep position. If they're sleeping on their back, try to put them on their side. That's a very, very easy way to get the tongue out of the way. So if the child is sleeping on the side, it brings the tongue out. That's a very simple way to do that. But if I see my patients who are 3 to 5 years old, sometimes what we're doing is that we're getting them to wear something at night to help their jaw come forward. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like going to the gym for a kid. It's like you're exercising those muscles just like how you would swim every day or play basketball every day, there's a higher chance of you to grow taller. If you are doing some mouth exercises, it helps your jaw develop in a certain way that gets your jaw into a better position for sleep health and to prevent having TMD issues.
If I play basketball now, will I grow taller? Because I could use an inch or two. Is there anything else we need to touch on? So daytime pain, this is caused by the TMJ, night clenching. Anything else that would be good for our listeners to know? Or do we pretty much cover
it? The good thing is that there's lots of stuff that you can do to prevent it from getting worse. And I think that the take-home message is to try to catch it before it becomes a painful situation. Like I've had patients, they're on holiday, they're biting on something, and they crack their tooth. And then they're in a situation, they're running around looking for a dentist to try to stop the pain. But this can be avoided with your regular maintenance to the dentist to try to pick out these signs. Like if there's a cracked tooth because of if you're putting a lot of pressure on these teeth, you want to get that checked out before it becomes a broken tooth or something like that. So those are simple things that you can do to talk to your dentist when